Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for felony child abuse on Almond Drive. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 31-year-old man was arrested Sunday night on felony child abuse charges after police say he punched his 9-year-old daughter, leaving her with a visible bruise. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, a 30-year-old woman reported the incident while the girl and her 7-year-old sister were spending the weekend with their father on Almond Drive. The 9-year-old told officers her father struck her because she was being too loud. Police noted a bruise on the left side of her face near her ear. The young sister confirmed the account, adding that she had also been grabbed by the arm and spanked. When confronted, the man denied harming the children. However, officers arrested him based on evidence gathered at the scene. The case remains under investigation. Wyoming at the center of delayed U.S. nuclear missile modernization. Wyoming is poised to be the testing ground for the nation's new nuclear missile system, but the project is already years behind schedule and billions over budget. According to an article published on Wildfile from Wyoming Public Radio, F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne will be the first site to transition from aging Cold War-era Minuteman III missiles to the new Sentinel system. The upgrade includes new communication towers, land easements, and significant construction both on and off base. Originally slated for completion by 2029, the modernization effort may now extend to 2033. Cost have ballooned from $77 billion to more than $140 billion, triggering a federal budget breach review. Matt Korda of the Federation of American Scientists says the setbacks will directly impact local communities and taxpayers nationwide. Ranchers and landowners may be forced to sell property for new infrastructure, while nearby towns brace for rising housing costs and pressure on schools and services as thousands of construction workers move in. Wyoming plays a central role in America's nuclear arsenal with 150 missile silos around F.E. Warren. But experts warn the upgrades come with trade-offs. While strengthening U.S. deterrence, the silos also make Wyoming a potential target in any nuclear conflict. The Sentinel project is expected to take 3 to 5 years once underway, but questions remain about costs, community impacts, and whether the ambitious timeline can be met. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.